Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This will be a test coming up on Sunday against the Texans. Shannon Sharp of FS1.
Kansas City's defense is worse than what it was last year, because now not only can they not get after the passer, they can't stop the run, which puts them in a situation they got to catch, because you got to be slow to react, Skip, because if you run upfield, guys are just going to gas you. They got one playmaker on that side of the ball, the defense side of football, and that's Honey Badger. If he doesn't make a play doesn't get made.
Skip. How many times does the show you think he says Skip?
Skip. I tracked it one time, and then I forgot to write the number down.
I think they have two playmakers, one of which is injured, which is Chris Jones.
Chris Jones, but right now.
Right now.
Chris
this
Jones
week,
is not on the team.
You
right
have
now.
One.
Right, you
which
have
is,
one.
Which is Tyrann Mathieu.
Right.
Yeah.
He is
you
only,
believe I can.
He's the only playmaker that they have on the field right now. But you're right, Josh. I think Chris Jones is definitely a playmaker when he is healthy and when he is out there. But as of right now, they have one playmaker on this defense. I think this is a litmus test game for the Chiefs defense. I think we're going to find out a lot about them on Sunday. And they need to go out there and have a good performance, not only for themselves, but they need to go out there and have a good performance for us, for the fans. Because if they go out there and have another poor performance, this town is going to really turn then on the defense, even more so than it already has. And I think for me, for my mindset, like this is, I don't want to say this is a must dominate type game, but this is a prove it game. This is a prove it game for the defense right now against the Houston Texans. They're a good offense coming in. You're coming off a very poor performance from the Indianapolis Colts. You're coming off a loss to the Indianapolis Colts. Your offense is banged up right now. The quarterback is injured. Go out there and make some plays. This is going to challenge their manhood a little bit, I think. I think this is one of these games where are you a man or not? You know, like go out there and make a play. Go out there and stop the run. Go out there and figure out how to F up the Houston Texans and help your team to a victory. It's a major game, a major line in the sand for this defense this week. Go get it done, man. Go after it right now and go take it and go show this town and our fan base that you can go out there and make plays and let us think good coming off of a game on Sunday instead of the way we did last week.
Because Steve Spagnuolo ain't firing you up.
No.
It's everything. Usually when that happens like that, it's not one thing. You can't put your finger on it. But to us, we just go right back to the basics. I mean, it's about defeating blocks, getting off blocks, and making tackles. That's the run game. And getting overpopulating the ball, which I think we've done a good job of. I mean, but it's been an issue here or there. It's been identified. And so when we get out there, we try to hit them all.
What's wrong, coach? Everything.
Just, I don't know. Just start over and do it. Let's try to do it all.
Yeah. I hate the back to basics thing, because that's a cliche. And I don't really know what you mean by back to basics. Is it so bad right now that we have to start over? Is that what you're saying? Because if that's the case, that's not a good spot in which to be. I mean, you can't sit there and go, well, we've got to get back to basics. We got to go back to like May. I mean, is that where we're headed with this defense? You got to go back to May? No. You've got to figure out a way to do things differently. And we offered solutions earlier in the week for what we think they should do. And then the top one for me for this defense was 8 in the box. Don't let the Houston Texans run on you. Let's go. If they're going to beat you and they beat you through the air and they beat you throwing the football, fine. I can't afford to see another team come in and run for 165, 170 yards against this defense, especially Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson. One guy who wasn't good enough to play for the Browns and another guy that was traded from the Kansas City Chiefs. They didn't have a running back on their roster going into training camp. Look at who their two running backs are right now. Two guys who spent the entire preseason with other teams. So I can't stomach the defense giving up 175 yards on the ground again to another offense. If they're going to get beat, make Houston beat you through the air. Don't allow them to
do it on
the ground.
I don't know that I like that in this matchup, though. Most weeks I would say yes, and I think based on their track record of not being able to stop the run, I would say yes. I think that's a bad recipe this week. I don't want Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins to be beating you, because they can that way.
But how
I don't know that Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde can.
No, I that's what I'm saying, though, Josh. I don't know that they can. But if they do, how are you going to feel on Monday if we walk in here and Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde combined for 175 yards rushing.
Again, it'll depend on what the outcome is.
Well, I think if it's a win,
I'll be fine. If it's a loss because they controlled the ground game, I'll be freaked out.
Right, exactly. But I think either way. I mean, like,
but I'll be mad if they light them up because we go back to a different problem and it's picking on the cornerbacks and two wide receivers have a massive day. I think they have a better opportunity of scoring a bunch of points that way. They have a better opportunity of limiting and playing a lower scoring game by running the football. But I think they can do both, which makes this opponent to me scary.
Which I think also goes back to the offense playing that complementary football that we've talked about all week. I don't think even with Tyreek Hill, if he's back, and it looks like he may be back this week, even if Tyreek Hill is back, Josh, I don't think you need to go out there and try to score from 80 yards out. I just don't think you need to do that. I still think you need to play complementary football and understand where your defense is. That's where Andy Reid has to get better as a coach from where he was a week ago.